History was made in the world of astronomy and astrophysics, and a physicist at the University of Waterloo was instrumental in achieving it. Avery Broderick, part of a team of scientists who have revealed the first image ever made of a black hole. In essence, as Broderick put it, science fiction has become fact. The astronomers captured a picture of the hot, shadowy lip of a supermassive black hole, the light-sucking monsters of the universe, theorized by Albert Einstein more than 100 years ago, confirmed by observations for decades, but never before captured on via telescope. How significant is their achievement? Scientists who weren't even involved in the project are suggesting it could be worthy of a Nobel Prize. Joining me now is Dr. Rob Thacker. He is the director of the Center for Scientific Outreach at St. Mary's University. Dr. Thacker, thanks for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'm also an astrophysicist, too.
Well, I should point that out. Did you have to go to school for that?
I went to school, to school, to school. Yeah, I think I finished when I was 29.
You know, Dr. Thacker, I only wish Stephen Hawking were alive to hear this news.
Actually, it would have been really cool if Stephen had lived to see this, I have to say that. But alas, he did get to see the gravitational waves. So he got some pretty cool stuff at the end.
That's yeah. How significant an achievement is this?
I think everyone has to understand how technically difficult it was to do. I mean, you're connecting 7 or 8 of the world's most important telescopes together and then having them work all together. They had to put discs on planes. They couldn't even fly them out of the South Pole because the observations were taken in the middle of winter. So it was a big logistical exercise. And now we have the result. What does it really mean? Well, my goodness. I mean, it's a picture of a black hole. All the people who say black holes don't exist. Now you have a picture of that hole in space and time that is a black hole. So it's incredibly important from that perspective. In terms of the scientific importance, obviously this is going to be really important for testing Einstein's relativity. There are papers getting into that already. But this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of imaging areas around black holes. We'll find about how things fall into them, what's the very nature, how do the jets come out of them. There's so much stuff that can come out of this research. It's really fantastic.
How do we know it's a black hole? Because, since they don't really exist, some have
said. Awesome question.
How do you determine that non-matter is matter, or is it matter?
So what we're seeing really is radio waves, and those radio waves are emitted by the gas material, like the stuff that essentially is same kind of thing that makes up you and I, but literally stripped down to the atoms and then falling into the black hole. And as those things fall into the black hole, then they're emitting light, they're emitting radio waves and so on, and that's coming out of the environment of the black hole. And the reason why we say this is a black hole is because when you take Einstein's theory and you model all of the kind of things of the physics that would be going on, how light would be bent and so on, you get things that look really similar to what we're seeing. I mean, everyone always says, well, how do you know it's a black hole unless you go and jump in it? Well, if you go and jump in it, right, then you're never coming out. So you'll still never be able to know. So it's actually really difficult. So this is really good, fits with the theory really well, and that's why we're convinced it's a black hole. They were saying that they pretty much wormed out wormholes, although there are sort of like very clever theories where there could still sort of be some kind of wormhole thing there. But overall, yes, this seems to fit Einstein's theory really well. And you might find that a little bit disappointing because everyone wants, what's the thing beyond Einstein? What do we get beyond that? But nonetheless, kudos to Einstein. Did a great job.
Okay, for the uninitiated, myself included, what did Einstein say regarding black holes, and why is this such exciting news for his theory?
Right. So really, when you look at the details of what Einstein did, Einstein set up all of the sort of like framework for describing a black hole. In fact, the solution that is used as the first sort of example of what is described as a space and time that has a black hole was, in fact, written down by Karl Schwarzschild, not Einstein. So Einstein created the framework for describing these kind of amazing things. And what Einstein really did, what the key thing there is telling us how space and time join together into one thing that we call space-time, four-dimensional space-time. And then once you have that, you literally can start building up theories of how the universe essentially works. And so he provided that framework. And then a whole bunch of other people came along, used his equations that he set up to actually describe structures of space and time that have black holes in them. So he laid the absolute foundation for it.
Okay. How would you define a black hole? Like, when I look into space, it's all one big black hole at night, minus the stars. In layman's terms, if you could, how would you define black hole?
So it's not trivial to do this, but I'll try and do it in a way that's reasonable. So a black hole is essentially a point where light cannot escape from, right? That's why it's black. So once you're inside the very edge of the black hole that we call the event horizon, that's why this is called the Event Horizon Telescope, then light cannot get out, normal matter cannot get out, nothing can get out. Your entire future is set by the fact that you are going to keep on going to that point right in the middle where everything gets crushed out, kind of out of existence.
Wow, you really painted a great picture. So it's the beginning. Yeah. The black hole is, it predates the formation of matter.
So actually, black holes, as far as we know, there are some very exotic theories, but as far as we know, black holes are formed by the explosions of stars. There are other possibilities as well, but very, very massive stars, like 12, 15 times the mass of the sun, when they explode, they leave behind a very dense core, and that will actually collapse down under its own gravity and form a black hole.
Does this discovery in any way lend credence to the Big Bang Theory? Or are they completely separate?
I wouldn't say it does particularly, because the Big Bang Theory, everyone sort of like talks, there's this word singularity, right, which describes a point at which the theory breaks down, and everyone sort of says the beginning of the universe is a singularity, black holes are singularities, and so on. But it doesn't really do that. It's talking about a process and the geometry, as we like to call it, of space and time, which is distinct from the very beginning of the universe. They're actually quite different when you look at the mathematics behind them. So this is kind of telling us about how galaxies form, how all of the stars fall into black holes, and so on. It's kind of separate from the Big Bang, as it were.
It has been said for some time that black holes exist. That's, scientists have been in agreement on that long before this image was revealed to us. How was that first determination made?
You're always going to be doing this indirectly. So when it comes to black holes, we have lots of evidence. Even in our own galaxy, we can see stars going around the black hole in the middle of our galaxy, and all of the orbits that they take tell us about the geometry of space and time. Really, what we're doing when we say we found a black hole is we found a point in space and time that looks exactly like the black hole equations that we write down, because that's all we can do. They're so far away, we can't actually go and sort of like stick our hand in. You couldn't do that anyway. You wouldn't want to do that anyway. But it's just about finding things that fit our theories. That's the best we can do, because we're stuck on this lovely little planet called Earth.
How excited are you by this news? And what was your reaction when I assume you found out today?
No, I was watching the press conference, and the really funny thing is I had some calls from the media, and I was literally like, I can't talk to you. I'm watching the press conference. Call me back. So it was really awesome to see. The funny thing is, the most exciting thing for me was kind of an answer that they did in the question and answers section, because everyone's saying, you have data for the black hole in our own galaxy. Why aren't you talking about that today? And what they basically said was, the one that they're showing us the results for is a huge, huge black hole, 6 billion times the mass of the sun, and it's evolving very, very slowly. Whereas the one in the center of our galaxy is only a few million times, so a factor of 1,000 difference, the mass of the sun. And so that one, when they try to take an image of that, they didn't get a very good one. And so what they're suggesting is that the one in the middle of our galaxy is changing. There's things going on there on very rapid scales. And so I'm really curious to see what data comes out from that, because that's going to be really interesting to know what differences there are for the one in our galaxy versus the one they've released information for today, which is 50-odd million light years away in another galaxy.
You know what, Dr. Thacker, I got to tell you, you should get your own television or radio show. What does Bill Nye have on you?
Thank you. I don't know what to say to that.
You've got the passion. You've got the knowledge. Yep. You've got the enthusiasm in your voice. You've got a sense of humor. You should get your own show, man. I'm telling you.
Write in. Tell someone. I'd be happy to do it. truth be told, I do 1 hour a week here in Halifax anyway. I'm happy to do more.
Very nice. And what part of Britain do you hail from, may I ask?
Oh, you detected the accent. Most people think Australia or New Zealand. So I come from a town called Lowestoft on the east coast. It's actually the most easterly town in the country, but it's not famous like Land's End or John O'Groats. So it's a fishing town, basically.
Dr. Thacker, before we go, one final question, because we're going to chat with somebody who actually knows Avery Broderick from the Premier.
I know Avery Broderick.
I didn't know that. Hey, have you seen Peaky Blinders?
Oh, my mum and dad loved it, but no, I haven't.
Oh, you got to check it out, man. Anybody from Britain has got to watch Peaky Blinders, especially if you're from Birmingham. Cheers, mate. Nice to talk to you.
Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Dr. Rob Thacker, not only also an astrophysicist, but also knows Avery Broderick. This is Kitchener Today with Brian Burke.